Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
Two people are in custody as persons of interest in relation to the disappearance of a 24-year-old Lincoln woman by the name of Sydney Loof. The two are in custody in Missouri. They were found near the Branson area, and they're being kept for questioning. But the search parties have been looking for the young girl, and they're asking the public for as much assistance as possible. They say that Sydney has not been located, and they need assistance until the case is solved. So anybody with information should contact the authorities. And American Airlines says they might have enough pilots for most of the late December flights that had no one scheduled to fly those planes.
Yeah,
it was a scheduling
screwed up. Yeah.
Software glitch.
You're all off work.
Congratulations.
Enjoy the holiday. They're like, sweet.
Then they found out we have 15,000 flights that we might have to cancel because there isn't anybody. And yeah. So now they said that they've got the majority of them covered and they're confident that they won't have to cancel any flights. Looks like Jimmy Kimmel is going man to man with U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore. The host of Jimmy Kimmel Live got into a Twitter battle with the Alabama Republican candidate after the Kimmel show pulled a stunt at a rally of his in an Alabama church. So yesterday, Moore tweeted at Jimmy Kimmel, "If you want to mock our Christian values, come down here to Alabama and do it man to man." And so Jimmy Kimmel's like, okay. He's like, I will come down. Moore is accused of pursuing relationships with teenage girls while he was in his 30s. Kimmel also said that he would meet Moore at the mall, but added, you know, we'll have to get like a special waiver on account of the fact that he was kicked out of a mall years ago for creepy behavior. The Mavs are gone back on the ice tonight, and it's a big game. The men's hockey is taking on number 2 St. Cloud. Baxter Arena puck drops at 7:07.
Yeah, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, so this is a big chance for UNO, and Creighton's on the road against Gonzaga. You got a lot of volleyball action going on. So lots of sports
and tomorrow
options.
We're basically looking at the Central Florida Memphis game.
I'm watching it
as a Husker game.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game too.
Because Scott Frost sounds like he'll be making an announcement following the game. My brother was like, maybe it'll help if Central Florida loses. I'm like, no, I think we got him, right?
Yes, I think so, and it's not going to matter.
Like the fear being, what if they win tomorrow and everything looks so great, and last minute he's like, I'm staying.
I'm just a little shocked that maybe, because everyone's all crazy right now. You know, they're all like, it's going to be after the game on Saturday. It's Saturday, Saturday, it's Sunday, it's Sunday. You know, and I'm just like, they still do have a bowl game to play, but then I realize also that, you know, it seems like a lot in the past. A lot of
when you leave, they make the announcement
the bowl game. So I'm like, all
just
right,
not during the regular season.
At least we'll know something here, hopefully this weekend. So
be nice to have something to look forward to.
Anyone who has knowledge that was probably supposed to hold their tongue is really going to get loose lips at following the game Saturday.
Yeah. Yep.
At least that. In an announcement Saturday night or Sunday morning. So that's pretty exciting.
God, yes, it's exciting.
We've been equating it to a kid who keeps shaking his Christmas a gift, but you can't open it.
Yeah.
Can I open it? Can I open it? We get to open it tomorrow.
Not yet.
I can't wait.
Cinnabon has devised a way to bake a miniature cinnamon roll inside of a chocolate chip cookie. Oh my God. I want one so bad. They're called the Cookie Bon Bites, and they're going to hit stores Monday. Which also happens to be National Cookie Day. So I think they're doing that. So it's made with chocolate chip cookie dough from this place in Nashville called Christie Cookie Company.
Okay.
And then they stuff inside there a little meanie cinnamon roll and they roll it up and then they bake it. So when you bite into it, it's chocolate chip on the outside and yummy Cinnabon cinnamon roll on the inside.
And no one had ever done that before?
I guess not.
So when you ask yourself, how are these kids so fat? Right. There's your answer, Molly.
Who eats Cinnabon?
That's
anyway?
Why I moved that story from the last news to this one, because I was like, I can't really follow up the child obesity story with the, no. Oh my God, listen to this new cookie. And Saturday Night Live is launching a wine collection. It's based on some of their most beloved characters and sketches. There's the Stefan French Beaujolais. It has everything. And then there's Debbie Downer's Australian Chardonnay. And then the Californians, Monterey Merlot.
Stewart, what are you doing?
How did you get here? Well, I took the 101.
I took the 405.
Never forget running into a real Stewart when I was in California. That was
got
weird.
So mad that you used the water.
Yeah, we're at Catalina Island, and it's one of those, you know, you at pools or whatever, they have the shower that turns off with time.
You get the sand off your feet.
Yeah. And I have no control over it. I just, you push the button and it turns on and then it turns off by itself. This guy behind me is all over me talking about wasting water. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And I look over and he has seaweed on his face. He was just out there in the water. I'm like, God. And he sounded just like him. It was
sound
awesome.
Like we're in a drought, man. Yeah,
your feet can be sandy. Somebody needs that water.
Well, the brilliant of the Californians was the, they say that great. That's like that, the obsession with traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Because traffic is such
how did you get here?
Nightmare. Yeah. So you're always, anytime you get somewhere, you're opening with your road story, which is fascinating.
I took the 415 here today, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
You don't really do that in Omaha. We don't.
No. That's probably a uniquely LA experience. But I guess this 12-bottle case of Saturday Night Live wine will be sold online. And it's $189 for that wino in your life that wants to
That seems like might be a good idea for a Christmas gift.
Could be a fun one.
Many frivolous gifts. How many of us have no idea what to get somebody? It's just a gesture.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the moment. You get a laugh when they open
it. Yeah.
Well, along those lines of thinking, we are going to be opening a lot of gifts, and not all of them are going to be awesome boxes of wine from Saturday Night Live. Some of them are going to be dog presents. The in-laws are the worst offenders when it comes to buying terrible gifts. They broke it all down. They did a poll, Vistaprint, and they revealed the top 50 gifts that no one wants. From a bad romance novel to, you know, bath, bubble bath and soap on a rope. But they said that the people who usually are giving you these bad presents are your in-laws.
Because they have to.
I think because they don't know. Yeah, they have to get you something. They might not. I mean, and not everybody's close with their in-laws. They don't know what to get you. They're like, I don't know. You must take a bath. How about some bath body stuff? And then you get it. You're like, oh, I love it. I hate you so much.
Well, there's a lot of
ugly clothes is number one on the list.
Really? There's a lot of gifts at Christmas that people open, and I mean, there's zero pop.
Zero.
It's
nothing.
Just, gets set down.
Because mm-hmm. you've faked it for so much time.
That's why gift cards are so prevalent, right?
Oh, yes. All right, so if you're going to buy a gift card,
impersonal, but you're like, well, I'd rather give you a gift card than.
Just find out where they like to eat. If they like to go to Jason's Deli, go get them a Jason's Deli card or whatever.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people end up stacking these cards up and, you know, like to Chili's or whatever. If they don't go there, they're not going to go there. That's all you got to do with the gift card. But yeah, giving the weird stuff and I don't know. I'm trying to get my family right now. No gifts. No gifts. Just a nice, huge dinner.
Yeah. I mean, and some families do that. I mean, we did that one year where it was like, listen, the dinner was the gift, or we've done, you know. The other thing that they're pushing now for a lot of families is what about making the family gift a trip? Instead of opening stuff under the Christmas tree, have it be like, you know what, we're going to use all that money that we would have spent on gifts for each other and pool it and make it an experience gift, a memory gift, a trip with one another. Which I like that one a lot. I like the idea of doing things rather than giving things. Like, I would rather give experiences to people.
Give experiences and maybe give services.
Exactly.
Not so much an object.
Right.
But I mean, we've become such a service. People like people to drive them, to bring us things.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
More companies that are better at delivering somebody an experience. Like yesterday, we talked about Adopt a Family, and Kay was saying how you can adopt older people.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
It's awesome. The cover of the paper today, the cancer, the woman with cancer who couldn't put up her Christmas gifts, and somebody put up her Christmas tree and her lights, and she was so overwhelmed by her friends and family. If there was a service out there that did that well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, for just Christmas, I gave party the gift of somebody showed up and put up your Christmas lights, like a professional company.
That would
party,
be awesome.
Didn't you do that for dad last year?
A couple years ago, I paid for their lawn service slash snow removal.
Yeah.
Which is an awesome gift. It gets expensive, but, you know, it's an awesome gift.
Yeah, and it's something that they probably wouldn't get for themselves. They just suck it up and do it. And, I mean, honestly, like, I think things like that, or in the past, like, I've gotten my nephew music classes. Like, he's a little baby, you know, like those little Mommy and Me music classes where they go and they sing songs. And I mean, I'm like, that's great. Like, I would much rather do something like that I know he's, like, going every week and enjoying.
Well,
and it's the same price as, like, if I'd gone out and bought him, like, a toy that he's going to be done with in a year.
But some people in America, and especially at Christmas, we still enjoy giving each other frivolous gifts.
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. Dumb, pointless gifts. We're like, ha-ha, it's funny in the moment. But it's so wasteful. Like, we were just down in Cozumel last summer, and that's the one thing from our friend Fat Tony down there that I've learned when we're in Mexico. They so appreciate making a dollar count, and it's offensive to be wasteful.
Wasting money.
Like, when we're down there on vacation, he'll kind of get mad if I'm overspending. And he'll be like, hey, Tony, I'm on vacation.
Well, why are you wasting it?
They're kind of like, well, don't be a dope. I mean, we can, you know, use it well, spend well, gift well.
Yes. We're just so...
We need to get back to that, I think.
Yeah.
A little bit more.
I think some more meaningful...
Dial it back a little bit and just say, hey, let's focus on the things that really matter. And a lot of times in that, it's experiences. I mean, the things that you're going to remember later on. I know yesterday we were just talking about, like, the gift that you remember as a kid opening it up and being like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, Atari, or it's the Star Wars Millennium Falcon that I wanted. That exists, I believe. But there are things to be said for, like, hey, we're taking the family to Disneyland. You know what I mean? And making that the gift. I mean, that is...
That's a forever memory.
Yeah.
Yes.
They're so funny. Love you guys. Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.
Candace Gregory on the phone from the Open Door Mission, the Liddy House.
Hello.
Candace, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Candace.
Morning. Don't you worry... Hey, Molly, don't you guys wish we were collecting diapers during this nice, warm weather?
I know.
Yes, I do.
Can we move it up?
But you know, it's not diaper weather till it gets cold, so we know collecting. It's just a tradition.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
So what's going on down at the Liddy House? How are you guys doing? What's the state of the union down there, Candace?
Despite the warm weather, we are in overflow status. And so our 300 beds are full, and we actually are sleeping women and children on the floor. Oh. And so in our community, it just, unfortunately, there is not enough shelter for families specifically. And so we know that even though the cold weather has not arrived, this is going to be a different winter for us when we're this much overflow before the below zero weather hits.
When was the last time you saw numbers like this, of this many people?
You know, after 23 years, and the years kind of run together, but definitely during our construction time when we were moving people around and doing some of the buildings and things like that. So maybe 10 years ago.
Jeez.
10 years ago,
definitely,
wow.
So definitely not in going in the right direction that we would like to be going. The end result is we want to break the cycle of homelessness and poverty. But at the same time, we are hoping that our advocacy and our public awareness to women, that they don't have to remain in unsafe situations with their children, that we hope that people are escaping and making better choices to leave those type of living arrangements. And so there's many things that can contribute to why our numbers are increasing.
How many babies do you, little babies, little ones down there, do you have at this time of the year?
Well, we just had a newborn. But Molly, 4 pounds, 5 ounces.
Little
Pina. That's goodness, that's not even half of what my babies were. I mean, seriously. But yeah, a peanut for sure. We have a little over 200 children, and 40 of them are under the age of 5 right now. So we are seeing a huge number of children right now, and so which is in many ways fun for them because they're in a safe environment.
Right.
There's a lot of structure, and we've got lots of great things coming up for them, like, you know, visits with Santa and baking cookies and Santa's cop, and so for many of our children, inside the doors of the Lydia House is much better.
Wow.
That's insane.
And I know things are busy because you just did Thanksgiving. You did the turkeys. I imagine you got what, toy drive. What all the other different collections going on right now?
So much.
You know, this is the one drive that is a burden lifted because I don't have to worry about this one. but right now we're in the middle of Project Santa. So on Saturday, if you know any families and you're a listener and you know families that are struggling to make ends meet paycheck to paycheck, Saturday is Project Santa registration, and we'll register over 6,000 children, parents actually, that will be empowered to have gifts for their children at Christmas. We have our winter warmth for hats and gloves, because you can imagine with 200 school-age children leaving our campus, it's a 50-50 whether they're coming back with both hats and gloves. Hygiene, when you have over 816 people, it's our Hope Tote campaign where we're collecting deodorant and razors and things like that. And the list goes on, but not for diapers. And I am so grateful to the 94.1 team and listeners that we have the right size diaper size all year round, not just during the holidays when people think of us, but 365 days a year when a mom comes in. We can right away at intake within the first hour, what size diapers do you need for your children? That is a burden lifted for not only our staff and volunteers, but for that woman who's walking in with the clothes on her back.
I'll bet. Candace, what is the sizes then? I mean, is it just any and all sizes? Because normally...
All sizes welcome, but 4, 5, and 6 needed. Unfortunately, children living in crisis and experiencing trauma are delayed in their potty training.
Yeah.
And so we have children that are on the higher end of 2 and 3 and a little bit more chunky monkeys going on. a little fluffy. And so we need those larger sizes.
I love fluffy.
I love it.
Fluffy is the safe word for how the shape of me and Party's bodies now.
Oh, my God. Fluffy.
That was,
They used to call me Big Boned. Yeah, they used to call me Big Boned. Now I prefer Fluffy. I'm Fluffy.
First time I heard it was when I was pregnant with my son, and I went to go see, you know, the OB. I'm like, I'm getting, so she's like, Fluffy. The word you're looking for is Fluffy. Yeah.
Fluffy.
And I was like, yeah, Fluffy.
Okay, so you're looking at about 4, 5, and 6 then, right? Kind of, but all sizes, of course. But the main deal is those sizes, okay?
And not to forget that in our Diaper Depot program, which has grown with our diaper drive, we used to only give out diapers at our Timberlake Outreach Center to working poor moms. And now we have 3 other locations in Elkhorn, Council Bluffs, and South Omaha.
Wow.
So 94.1 has grown with us to be able to empower more mothers than ever before. And that has been amazing that we've been able to empower people to stay in their own homes and empower them to be able to stretch their dollars to pay their bills because we're full.
Yeah.
And so the 94.1 diaper drive is so much more than that package of diapers.
It's amazing. It's 15 years this has been going on. We as a show have been doing it for 14 years. Gosh, that was just a dream to have a diaper, you know, a diaper bank, even one, but now there's 3.
Yeah, it's been efficient. Wow. And you say the goal is to break the cycle of homelessness and domestic violence. So to people listening that might interact with someone who needs help, how do people reach out? You talk about the 3 locations spread out through Omaha to get diapers. Or go online, do they call? What's the best way?
Well, you know, the first thing I want to say, if you are in an unsafe situation, there's hope for you. And you can pick up the phone and call 402-422-1111. And staff on duty would love to walk you through a plan of action. and you can be safe, you and your children, and you can have your needs met. The other is if you are struggling from paycheck to paycheck, you can come to any one of the four outreach centers to supplement your income with a food pantry, a toiletry kit, a package of diapers, and of course, going into the winter months, seasonal clothing for you and your children. And you can come once every 30 days. And so be a good steward of the resources that you have. And, you know, sometimes you just have to remember that it may be humbling to walk through the door the first time, but it's empowering the second time.
Okay.
And you have so many women who have been through the program down there at the Lydia House that now come back and volunteer. Is that not correct?
Absolutely. Sometimes when you call in, you will get a volunteer who's walked in your shoes. And can not only be sympathetic, but be empathetic to where you're coming from. It takes a woman seven times before they leave for good. And so today could be the day that you leave and you escape. And it's not just for you, but it's for your children. And at the Lydia House, we have more than 100 moms working on their GED, taking computer classes. There's lots of opportunities for you.
And Candace, you guys are launching so many empowered individuals back into the community. We've had so many women come through the diaper drive
that have been affected.
And
yes.
We ask them, we say, you know, thanks for giving. Have you done this before? And they say yes, but then they like squeeze their hand and say, I was down there.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
six, 7 years ago, I was down there.
And got the help they needed.
That just blows everybody away.
Well, Candace, okay. So diaper drive, drop-offs are the 15th, 16th, and 17th in Linden Market. We have everything at channel94.com. But all right, we'll chat with you next week again.
Okay, guys. Thank you so much.
Okay. Oh, we're happy to do it. Thank you for letting us be a part of it. Please,
it's
thank you.
It's going to be awesome.
All right. Thanks, Candace.
We'll thanks, Candace.
All right. Bye-bye.
Isn't that great? She says she doesn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, this is the one charity
she used to.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She's like, no, I totally know you guys are going to nail it. And I remember in some of the early years when our faith was rattled, she would go, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But that was the goal to take something off their list because Candace has this 365 days a year. They're breaking off a different aspect of helping people around here.
Yeah.
So again, that's that number, 402-422-1111. Once every 30 days, somebody can go down there and get diapers. This is for diapers. People using the diaper depot.
So we do it for taking care of each other right here in the community.
The Big Party Morning Show. Channel 94.1.
Lady Gaga is not sparing any details. She's showing it all off in Instagram pics that she posted of her strutting on the beach in heels and basically like a string bikini.
If you want to see it, the beautiful peach, she wants to be called Princess Peach, by the way. It's on our Big Party Show
she
Facebook
calls her,
page.
Her booty a peach in it. It actually kind of looks spot on like a peach. You want to take a bite.
Oh.
Well, you know, you get a picture of her... engagement ring, though it's not very close, so I can't really tell.
But have you ever worn heels on the beach?
No, not intentionally.
Why isn't that a song? That's a song.
Heels
title.
On the beach?
It's a string of bad ideas. Bad ideas like heels on the beach. I mean, I don't know. It's just.
Yeah, there you go.
You
know, like Love on the Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's
heels
another,
on the beach.
Another chapter in that book.
Heels on the beach.
I mean, before Love on the Rocks was Heels on the Beach.
Heels on the Beach. Oh, this was a bad idea.
There you go.
Well, I mean, maybe that's she wears heels because it helps push up her peach. That's why a lot of women wear heels because it gives you that extra oomph.
Yeah, but it's obviously not going to work out that well. The heels are obviously going to sink in the sand.
Well, she seems to be doing just fine. Maybe she floats. Maybe she's floating. Ed Sheeran and Beyonce have teamed up for an acoustic remix duet of his ballad, Perfect. And it is perfect. This is not the first time that the two have teamed up together. It's actually not the second. This is the third time that both Ed Sheeran and Beyonce have shared a mic. And they have performed a tribute to Stevie Wonder in 2015. And then they did a rendition of her song, Drunken Love. And I guess now it was his turn. And they did a duet of Perfect. And Chris Evans and Jenny Slate are very much back together. That is the word that the two who met while filming a movie together, started dating, and then ended up calling it off in a very sort of emotional roller coaster type of way, and now found each other again. So, Captain
and you're
America,
happy people. If you people follow the story, Jenny Slate has been very, you know, honest on social media about how heartbroken she was, and just saying that it's hard to be broken up with Captain America because no one lets you let it go.
Right.
That
well, in, and also he's
in public,
the nicest
people
guy.
Are like, "How was Chris? How was your ex?"
Yeah.
Is it easier, Molly, if you break up with a guy and he's then a cad, he's a jerk, other than you break up and he's perfect?
I mean...
Which one would you prefer?
Yeah,
you
he's a bad person there. I know, yeah.
Which one's easier to get over?
The
probably
cad, because it's like, the cad, because it's like, well, that was bad for me, you know.
Yeah, but you want it. You want that cad.
Yeah, but losing the perfect guy, losing Mr. All America, you're like, what's wrong with me that Captain America doesn't like me?
That would be it. I think that...
That's harder to get over is my point.
What you're saying, hard. You'd rather...
I'd rather break up with a guy.
And now the guy's kind of being a jerk, and your friends are like, Molly, you're fine. He's, look at him. Look at him. Look what he's doing.
He's a train wreck.
Instead of her girlfriends having to be quiet... Because they're like, I can't run down perfect.
No, no.
Captain America's out there with his shield. It'd be like every time your friends see him, he's helping a child in traffic.
He's got great hair, tons of money.
Doing a lot of volunteer work.
And nice. Like, that's the worst thing. It's when you meet these people and it's like, you don't get to be the full package. Like, do you have a flaw? Like, do you...
Friends ran into him in a bar. And he came over and asked, how's she doing? Like, he was sweet instead of being like, making out with some chick, whatever.
Sends over a round of drinks and is like, hey, no hard feelings. Like, I respect it. I'll give you your space. But please tell her I say hello and I wish her nothing
but
the best.
That's the case. You're like, oh! In the breakup, your wiener gets bigger.
Yeah, it does.
Doesn't get little. You do the bad breakup and we're all tiny.
Oh, wee.
We're as tiny in the rear view.
Mm-hmm. Wee.
You have been hurt by someone. That is your news, celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
That was the whole episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm this last week.
Have you seen it yet? I haven't seen it yet. No, dang.
Larry dated a girl, and when they went to parties, she would tell stories. She would make all the women laugh hilariously about her stories about her ex-boyfriend's genitalia.
Oh, boy.
And Larry was obsessed. He's like, I got to break up with her. What if she's going to talk about me? She's like, Larry, I would never do that. I would never talk about you.
Cut to.
The moment they break up, he's on the news for something. It cuts to her at home. And she goes, that's him. That's the guy I was dating. That's Larry Longballs.
Stop it.
Oh, my God.
Gross.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show
on Omaha's number one hit music station,
Channel 94.1.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.